Hello and welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You're here with your main man, Hollywood. And today's show, man, I just wanted to tell y'all that I had lost my microphone recorder. And, you know, last week, ain't nothing come out because everything was lost. Somehow I found it yesterday, so now I'm here today to break down the story. Plus, I'm my own boss anyway, so maybe I needed a week off. Y'all control nothing. This is my leisure time stuff. It is gonna make money. So how about that? But the number one problem with America today is short-term, long-term. It's short-term thinking. And I break this down to everybody I come across, from the robbers, to the hustlers, to the scam artists, to the boosters, to the thieves, to everybody, each and every single last one of the shady snakes you see in the grass slithering. And I tell them who they have on them and who they moving like. But our world is oversaturated with short-term thinking. Because if you look at it, the media has made short-term thinking wonderful. TV has made short-term thinking wonderful. Music has made short-term thinking wonderful. And then this is the whole catch to it all. You're only going to be happy for a short length of time, not a long length of time. And that's where the problem comes in at. Because what I see is a whole, like in the 50s to the 70s, you know, you seen a whole bunch of older couples together and happy and stuff. What I see in the future for this generation is a whole bunch of, which is my generation, is going to be worse for the generation under, unless we get it together now. But this generation is going to be a lot of single grandparents. A lot of single grandparents. And that's not the way it should go. And everybody's problem is this friendly competition thinking. Like I said in the other show. Well, y'all ain't get them shows. So, you know, y'all get them in a minute. But this is a build up off of that. Dang, I forgot. I lost it. But ain't nobody really gonna be in love, because competition turns you into rivals. So all you will be is a rival in the same dang on household, which makes it even more worse. Because your rivals in the world, at least you get to go home and you away from them, or you can go here, go there. This rival wants to go places with you. This rival wants to get in the car with you. This rival, hey, you going there? I want to go. So what, we have another rival? A rival situation, not a team situation? And that's what's going to destroy all relationships. All of them. And what kind of thinking is that? That's short-term thinking. Because anybody that's long-term thinking knows that in order for this team to work, we need to work together. Or there needs to be some kind of teamwork in this. And we don't have that. Take the robbers, for instance. The robbers, like, they got all kinds of jobs throughout America. To tell the truth, you could be security. You ain't got to go to no high school, get no diploma to be no dang on security. All you got to do is get your gun license and, you know, go apply for some security job. People go hire you. But the number one thing that gets the robbers is being envious and jealous of other people. You're going to be envious and jealous too long, it's always going to turn into hate. There's no way around it. So basically, when you envy, shake your head, try to get that thought up out of it. You jealous of somebody, shake your head, try to get it up out of it. You want something somebody got, shake your head, try to get that up out of you. I had to do the same thing. Like, I can't sit here and talk to y'all like I'm perfect, like I ain't never done this. But I knew who it was and what was trying to come over me. That's the evil spirit. That's why I say there ain't not one bad person. But when the devil got a hold of you, nigga, ain't no telling what you gonna do. And it could be the end of you. Now you done went out of here. Everybody think you was a bad person. They just ain't paying attention to the real spiritual warfare that's going on. And know that the devil got a hold of you. And if they don't know God, they don't know how to get the devil up out of you. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is y'all need to kind of shake y'all head up out of this dang on trance that they got y'all in. Because ain't no telling where they leading y'all next. Like, everything's all bad. The world is going upside down, like it said in the Bible. And I'm just sitting here just waiting on Jesus to come back over the hill. Like, hey, stuff's over now, y'all. Y'all done went through the worst. Because it's supposed to get worse and worse and worse. That's why I'm not going out. And, you know, going out to riot and stuff like that with y'all. Now, if Jesus come back, nigga, I'm gonna go out and I'ma fight. I definitely been back in the gym working out, though, too. So, that cancel Christmas blow, I still have his zest. You know, a nigga might have lost it, smoking and eating and just sitting back and chilling. But, you know, now, like, forget it. Like, hey, you want to try me, nigga. I'm still going to give you a classic. Hey, look, I'm going to give you a classic. Like, damn, that's how they did it back in 79. Yeah. No, just, but I'm just here to tell, break it down to y'all and tell y'all that, man, like, if you want to be alone, if you want to be miserable at the end of your life, if that's the way you want to go out, then, I mean, just keep on doing what you're doing. But if you want to grow old with somebody and have that happy family, have that, you know, that love around you when you're older, things need to change. And it starts with loving one another. Because when you love one another, there's no room for no friendly competition. Because there's room for friendly help. Where in the hell is the friendly help at? That's what y'all need to be doing. Everybody in this friendly competition crap, there's no smoke screens for that with me. Nigga, you envious and you jealous of something. I ain't playing with people no more. Don't come to me with no dang on friendly competition, because I'm going to call you out on whatever envious or jealous you are of me. And if I don't know what it is, I'm definitely going to let you know that I know that you are. So fix it. That's going to be the show for today, because, you know, I got a couple other shows locked and loaded. But I had to get on here and let y'all know this nigga ain't never dropping out of no dang on race. Matter of fact, I was trying out for another race. And I'm going to be in that race, and I'm still going to be in this race. All in your face. And just like for the other broadcaster, you know, you see my little comments. You don't want to comment on them? Hey, man, forget your stream. It's struggling anyway. I was trying to look out for you. I was trying to help you. But you see, that is the thing. Friendly competition is going to mess up a lot of people's chances in life. But due to the fact that I'm an Israelite, that person come clean and repents, apologizes sincerely, I have to forgive them. And that's the way y'all need to move. Because a lot of y'all really saying y'all forgave somebody, but holding the biggest grudge in the world. Y'all worse than Trump on Obama. But Obama didn't do this. Hey, but Obama did that. Like, man, Obama ain't even president no more. That's how bad some of y'all hate is for one another. So fix it, and I'm out.